To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Doug Karsh. Gator's out. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. Get Kang's review of a Disney cruise. He took the daughters, the wife and the daughters, that did a Disney cruise last week. He was out all last week. There was a degree of trepidation going in. I can't wait to get your review coming up in a few minutes. Kevin is on 97.1. Hi, Kevin.
How are you doing today, sir? Yes, I got my champ and chump today.
Yep.
Champ is Michigan basketball.
Yep.
And my chump is Kevin Stefanski, the Cleveland Browns football coach.
Yeah, he's got a couple votes. Both of them have votes. Michigan just domination, is that it?
Just dominating. In the last three games, hey, it's been nice to see. The program will be back on track.
Yeah, they're in a really healthy spot. I made a bold prediction last hour. They'll be 20-0 when they go to East Lansing in late January.
I heard that. I'm with you on that.
They got some tricky games mixed in, and I looked at State being 20-1. That would be their record. State has a couple of more tricky games than Michigan does, but it wouldn't be shocking if it's 20-0 versus 20-1.
That'd be nice to see.
Yeah.
That'd be big time.
And Stefanski, you didn't like the two-point play, or what is it?
Yes, definitely not that. And when he replaced your door, it's like, come on, your quarterback is hot.
Yeah.
Let him go tie the game up. And
yeah.
Then why you kick the first time? Why you just kick it the first time? Why you go for two the first time? I don't understand this new football stuff. It's just kick the one, and you're only down by seven.
Yeah, well, I'm a fan of going for it early. I'd have to look at time, how much time was left, because then you know if you need an extra possession. Whereas if you go for the two right at the end and don't make it, you're stuck. You don't have time to create an extra possession. But that's a whole nother debate. Let me see how much time was left. Touchdown with 4:27. It would have been hard to get a third possession out, like two more possessions, but they could have tried. I don't have a problem going for it the first time. But anyway, that's just me. There's not a lot of us on this island. So, Kang, you're back. You went into the Disney cruise. You are not a Disney guy. You didn't want to take the girls to Disney. So you agreed to a Disney cruise.
Yeah, they basically took me, by the way.
Yeah, fair.
And yeah, I'm not a Disney guy. Nothing against people. I know there are a lot of Disney adults, I think they call them now.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid growing up, I never went to Disney World, Disneyland, wasn't into a bunch of Disney stuff. But, you know, I find some of the movies and things like that entertaining for sure. But as overall, I'm not so involved in that world. I'm not a fanatic that I need to go. But,
so I will tell you, I was not either. And then we took the kids, and I loved it as an adult. Yeah, Disney World in Orlando. We went to Disney World, and it was based in large part, they make it good for adults too. And specifically Epcot, I was stunned at how much fun the kids and the adults had at Epcot. I would recommend it. might not be for everybody, but you agreed on a Disney cruise.
Yeah.
So where did... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm a never guy with Disney World, but as of right now, I really didn't want to go. And okay. so the wife convinced me as a compromise, what about a Disney cruise? My girls are young. They're 7 and 4. Actually, this is probably my oldest is her birthday to celebrate her turning 7.
Okay.
So I agreed to that. I had been on a cruise before. Cruises are fine with me. And Disney cruise didn't seem as crazy as Disney World with the lines, and I don't need rides and all that stuff. So, like I said, I compromised on this. They convinced me to go on this one.
Okay, so where was the cruise out of?
It was out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay, so you left Fort Lauderdale last Monday?
Yep, Monday.
And you were cruising until Friday, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, where did you go? Where were the ports of call?
So the two ports were in the Bahamas, and there were two private islands, actually, so which was really nice. So Disney, I believe, owns these islands, and they set them up for whatever they want to do with them, right? So you get off, there's splash pad area. There's obviously the beach, the white sand beaches. There's their own lunch area. They just have the whole island to themselves to do whatever.
So I'm busy talking about Frank Ragnow's hamstring, and you're on a white sand beach in the Bahamas.
That's right.
Okay.
But also, and you know this more than anybody, Doug, family vacations are really just taking care of your kids in a different location. So all I did was take care of my kids on a boat and then on a beach because, you know, it's either I'm taking care of them here or somewhere else.
Okay. But...
But I can have an alcoholic drink in my hand with sun in my face.
And your takeaway from the Disney cruise, did you enjoy it?
I was more than surprised, pleasantly surprised. First class stuff, man. I know my wife is really good at finding deals because I know Disney stuff in general can be expensive. Absolutely. And it is more than a regular cruise, but I think you get what you pay for. Mm-hmm. The first class service, and what I mean by that is they're very accommodating to families and children. They know exactly what this is. Everyone's going to be there pretty much with the family, with little kids, and they take care of you. Very attentive. Workers everywhere. The food was phenomenal. You know, the cleanliness, you would think like a lot of kids worry about that. No, they actually prefer you clean your hands, sanitize, wash when you enter different areas of the ship constantly. So all that stuff, room service as far as taking care of your bed and your sheets daily, all that stuff. So very clean, very first class. I enjoyed it. The shows, Doug, Broadway like shows. I mean, these people could act, sing, the sets were phenomenal. The characters, you could tell this wasn't like Timu Mickey Mouse coming in here, something someone put together at a gas station and glued an eyeball and in some ears. No, this was all first class stuff and it was fantastic.
Okay. So
I was very surprised.
You came back, you had a good time. As an adult, you had a good time.
As an adult, I had a very good time.
And the kids?
Ice cream was eaten every day, 2 to 3 times a day, Doug.
And they loved it.
They loved it.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, the one thing that I thought about you, Doug, was Doug is going to be so proud of this.
I can't wait to hear what this is.
So the Lions game is Thursday, okay?
Yep.
Unless you pay for like superior Wi-Fi, and even then I don't think you can get certain viewing, like YouTube was hard to get, just viewing anything streaming to watch.
Yep.
I did not watch the Lions game. I was really disconnected from sports altogether.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hold off the cruise bubble.
Oh, no way.
Doug, have you ever pulled off? You're a big fan of the bubble. For those that don't know what the bubble is when you're trying to not find out anything that happens in a game, whether it's the outcome or anything at all, and then watch it live later as you watch the replay.
Yeah.
I did that with the Lions Cowboys.
Okay, I can't wait to hear this. So the game's played Thursday night.
So you're- I make sure, like, and there's people you can tell from Detroit. They got Lions hats or shirts or Tigers hats and shirts, things like that. So I stay away from most people. I never checked my phone. So Thursday, I made it through. No one mentioned the game or anything. Friday, no one. I avoided social media again. We get to the airport. I don't even go on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. I'm actively saying, you know what? I'm going to try to pull this off without knowing the outcome at all. I don't check my fantasy teams, nothing. Okay? We get a delay at the airport. Delta, you probably heard about back here.
Yeah, Detroit.
We were flying Delta, so we had delayed flight. So I had to delay this even more of not looking on social media.
So you're sitting in the airport in Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
They have TVs everywhere, too.
And you are still don't know what happened in the Lions game Thursday night.
Not at all.
You get on the plane. They got a screen in front of you.
Close my eyes, listen to music, whatever.
Yep.
All right. Get home Friday night and, you know, get the kids, you know, bathe, get them something to eat, get them to bed. And it's on Amazon Prime, the game was, right?
Yep.
And I have Prime. I told my wife, I'm sitting down and I pulled off the bubble. She said, what are you doing? This is like midnight, okay? And I said, I'm going to watch the Lions Cowboys. And she said, do you know who won? I go, I have no idea.
I am impressed. You pulled off a full 24-hour travel. You had access to the internet again and you didn't. I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah, and avoiding people.
You have to avoid people.
Yes.
You can't even check like your work email
because
we'll get sound from Lions win over Cowboys. It'll be a list of all the cuts in the system.
Yeah, I pulled the cruise, airport, bubble, everything.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I thought you might like that.
I know, I like it. I'm really impressed. So you got to watch it and experience like live.
Yeah, I want to have real live time reactions to everything, right? And I end up watching it, even though I was incredibly tired by the fourth quarter,
sure.
By the way. I powered through, and I was very, another pleasant surprise. I was surprised that the Lions kind of pulled this one out because of everything that had been going on. But yeah, good game.
So the absurdity of the bubble, like it, and for people who don't, why do you do that? You do it because when you don't know what happens in the game, you watch it differently. If you find out, and I think we all have done this, you like record a game and you go, but if you find out what happens, you're kind of going through the motions. You know the final score. You know your team won or lost, so you're not reacting in real time. Yeah, you can still
root.
Yeah, you're sitting there later, jumping up and down and cheering or swearing.
No, yeah.
It's nothing like the Formula One bubble I try and pull off every year because I don't watch Formula One racing, but I love the show Drive to Survive on Netflix. So I don't pay any attention to the Formula One racing, but then I'll go back and watch Drive to Survive without knowing it won the championship. That's like an 8-month bubble that I pull off. And I watched Drive to Survive, and I authentically don't know who won the championship. Yesterday, I heard, in one of the most exciting finishes ever, and I'm like, nope. And I turned off whatever I was listening to. I don't want to know. So I'm in this Formula One bubble for the next 8 months. I have no idea what happened, and it's probably going to get ruined now. But and it won't be devastating. I'll still watch Drive to Survive.
You'll be okay?
I'll be okay. But that's impressive. That's very impressive, King. 248-539-9797. All right, we'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Monday's Mean Champ and Chump. Get those votes in. Some scuba reporting out there. We'll get into the 1 o'clock hour. What is going to happen with this stud Tiger pitcher? Is he going to get dealt during the winter meetings? We'll try and get to the bottom of that in the 1 o'clock hour here on 97.1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.